This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith courts one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of Two Birds on a Bat, your St. Louis Cardinals fan podcast from the patio studios and brought to you by our good friends at Innovative Companies. My man, Randy Green, residential, commercial, or industrial, doesn't matter. They've got you covered. If you need a plumbing division, they have that up and running now. If you need construction, they're always ready for that. Heating and cooling this time of year is hot to trot, and of course, they've got the electric company. Don't forget, Randy Green with InnovativeCompanies.com. 35 years experience, second-generation craftsman. Tremendous guy. You want him on your side. Get him involved in the process early and save yourself time, energy, and most importantly, money. A handshake means everything to this guy. Give him a call. Check him out at innovativecompanies.com. Well, gents, it's Monday morning here in the Lou. We've just had a battle in Chicago. And, you know, watching ever intently as much as I could while getting away for a few days down on the lake, although that's Cardinal country as well. The Ozarks were, it seemed like the whole world was down there this weekend for Aquapalooza. Being able to follow the Cardinal games with modern technology isn't a tremendous thing. But, you know, it was like a, you know, it's funny. We had put out Thursday that we felt like, you know, it was time to follow Mike Shield into battle. And it felt like a battle all week. I mean, 5 games in 4 days. I mean, that's a lot of games in 4 days. A lot of different things can happen. I think there's no doubt that while the Cardinals, you know, hold the series advantage for the year on the Cubs, you know, the Cubs have kind of righted their ship and had been playing better. But, you know, I felt like, you know, we went up there and battled them. The problem is, I feel like, listen, let me say this before I welcome in my guests. This is a personal thing. Number one, you know, I always say that I'm not going to judge anything right away, something new. You know, I said I wouldn't judge the Cardinal offseason until it was over. I wasn't going to judge the Cardinals as a team until we were into the season. You know, who you are will rear its ugly head, or who you are, if it's good, will show itself to be just that. You know, I'm not going to judge Mike Shield after 6 games, guys. I got to tell you, I'm quite embarrassed to see people one game. I mean, half people are, you know, it's a Mike Shield love fest, and Mike Matheny was the devil. And then they lose a game, and it's this guy's no better than Mike, and da-da-da-da-da. And then some people turn it on Mo, and some people do this. Guys, it's baseball, okay? This thing's going to have to play out over a course of time before you can see for sure, I mean, what the positive elements are. Guys, because a guy got a few hits doesn't mean that Mike Matheny was the devil and Mike Shield's God. And then because a guy all of a sudden isn't any good doesn't mean that they didn't try to help the guy. I mean, we have to stop that. This is a game. This is why the season's 162 games and it's not 16. There's a reason for that. Okay? We're going to have to see this team over the next month for sure to even get a glimpse of what the footprint is that they're trying to do. Now, if you want to get a glimpse inside the man, Mike Shildt, take a look at his lineup. Take a look at how he operates, the in-game stuff. That's fine. That's who Mike Shildt is, no doubt. And that's how he thinks. But I think what we're finding, and I'll welcome in my co-hosts on this, is that it doesn't matter who the manager is, and this is the sad part, It doesn't matter. It could be me. It could be my friend Josh Potter, who's sitting here to my right from Art City Media. It could be the guy on the M4byYachty.com hotline, Benji Molina, who is with us. Any one of us can go down there and get in that dugout, but we're handing the ball to the same guys in the bullpen. And at the end of the day, at the end of the season, that's what we're going to be talking about. Benji, what's going on, my friend?
What's going on, guys? What's going on? Pretty much excited. I was excited for this series.
Yes.
To see what we could do, man. And they did good, man. They battled their butts against these guys. Playing in Chicago, 5 games, it's not easy. And remember, 2 losses, 2 of those losses, we were ahead, maybe 3. We were ahead to beginning of the game, you know, like the first 3 or 4 innings, we were ahead. And then they came out and took it to us in the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th inning or something like that. So to go out to Chicago and play the way they did, man, I told you guys before, and I said it, these guys have heart, man. They just got to put it together. And you saw what the difference was when Dexter hits. You saw the difference when Tommy Pham is hitting. You saw the difference when Carp is hitting now.
Hitting.
I mean, you guys are seeing the difference. You know, it's what's going to get it done. But when we go back to the bullpen, I've been saying, I don't know how long I've been in this show, but I've been saying it all along. The bullpen, man, the bullpen wins freaking championships, and we are struggling back there.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Is that what you call what Matt Carpenter's doing right now is hitting? Because that's something north of hitting, isn't it?
I'm seriously, when you walk Carpenter with a lefty on the mound and to face Yachty with the bases loaded, that's the meaning of hitting, getting hot hitting, you know? So, but we're glad he got it back, man. I mean, seriously, that's what we've been praying for all year. We needed him, and now we need Fowler to get back and track, man. And then we need Pham to be Pham, man, to be the guy last year. So we can have these easier games, because if you're 3-2, 2-1 games, you don't even know what's going to happen when the bullpen comes in. But man, seriously, I hope they're taking notice. There's a few guys there that have no business being in that bullpen right now, not because they're not major leaguers. It's just because they're not pitching well, and we need those innings. We need guys to come in and shut down, man. And if they're not pitching well, get them out, you know, because that's what's going to happen. Going to have some losses that we shouldn't, and at the end of the day, they add up.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was, I was watching this whole thing unfold this weekend to some degree, and I mean, it was almost like a cartoon. It was almost like playing the game at home with Carpenter. Boom, you know, the old RBI baseball. I mean, this guy. I mean, you know, when you're a one man wrecking crew against your rivalry, that's got to be an unbelievable feeling. I can't even imagine that, but. You know, again, there were things that went on this weekend, and I looked at the games, and I was trying to figure out, you know, to your point, you know, even though a couple of the games got out of hand a little bit both ways, you know, the Cardinals, the games that they lost, I mean, you know, it didn't like – it just got away from them late. You know, it's just – gosh, it's like how does that happen? Because, you know, you really felt pretty good about the whole thing, you know.
Well, we know how it happened.
Well,
that's
yeah.
Not a-
Yeah,
so let's not act like we don't know.
Yeah,
we know what happened. Do they know? Do they realize what happened? That's the biggest question.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking at it, trying to figure it out. I mean, you know, and then, you know, it's amazing how certain things happen. You know, you mentioned Carpenter getting walked. I got to ask you a question, Benji. Before we, you know, we're going to get into the Cubs and where do we go from here, and.
That was pretty gutsy, though.
You know, it was gutsy, you know, because let's face it, Yachty's, you know, having an unbelievable year. He's a clutch guy. And that's what I want to talk about, because we got all kinds of things to talk about.
Another double there, and they lose the game.
So think about this for a minute. I got to ask you a question, something that I've been adamantly against. You know, we have replay in baseball. Everybody knows my stance on it. I don't like it. I don't want it at all, okay? And let me tell you why I don't want it at all. Okay, because it's this simple. I don't understand why we have the perception that a bobbled tag or a bobbled ball or a missed play at first base, you know, a bang banger at first or whatever, I don't understand why anybody thinks that getting that right is any more important than getting a strike or a ball right. Because if you don't understand the difference between, okay, Yadi getting punched out on a ball that's clearly outside the zone with the bases loaded.
And low.
And it was outside and low. Now, listen, I'm not saying it was egregious. I'm not saying it was, but it wasn't a strike. That's my point, okay? It wasn't a strike, okay? You're taxed with hitting strikes. It wasn't a strike. Now, listen, I also understand there's all kinds of pitches that are called balls that are strikes and strikes that are balls. That's my point, though. Why are they trying to sell us? Because that's the problem, is they're selling fans that don't know the – it is no different. Getting a guy in a hitter's count, giving yourself another opportunity, getting yourself a pitch to drive in a situation where the bases have been walked loaded, that is all just as important as getting a call right at first base. And I also understand that we can't play the game of baseball with every single ball and strike being argued. So that is my point with the replay. Why do we act like a banger at first with two outs and nobody on is any more important than a strike three called with the bases loaded that clearly wasn't a strike and would have put, let's face it, one of our best hitters in a 3-2 count with the bases loaded? Now go and look
at
guys'
situation, man.
Yeah, go and look at guys' averages with the bases loaded in a 3-2. I mean, you know, because let's face it, if you don't understand the game, it's bases loaded, 3-2 count. You're probably getting a strike. Guys in hit mode. That's why some of these guys have good averages. That's how the game works, and yet you punch a guy out on a ball that's clearly out of the zone. So I don't understand this. I don't know what the answer is. And I'm sitting here going, I don't want replay. I don't want robots. I don't want an automatic strike zone. But at the end of the day, this is awful. Are these umpires not ever going to be held accountable? This is awful.
Oh, baseball. Baseball being awful for a while already, buddy. This is not the first week. Baseball has been awful for a few years now. Ever since they changed that rule in the catching, everything went downhill from there. They started making all those rules and protecting our product and protecting our players. Yeah, they sure give a crap about Ozzie Smith, huh? Or they sure give a crap about Roy Campanella getting hit at the plate. Oh, they really give a crap about freaking whatever, you know. They didn't give a crap about anybody before then. That's what you're telling us. But, they were not getting paid that millions of bucks, huh? So, yeah, that's what they're worth for you, just because they're millions. It's the game of baseball. The game of baseball. That's when they're trying to speed up the game. It is sickening to me when they're trying to speed up the game through replays, and then the replays 3 minutes, and then they're starting to speed up the game because no visit for the catcher. You got to moderate the visits, and then you have 3 minutes of commercials. I mean, come on, let's be serious here, you know? But nobody says anything. Nobody is going to do anything. That's the way it's going to go. Oh, we got to speed up the game, some other areas, but we're going to keep having 3 minutes. And watch out, they might have three and a half and 4 minutes commercial breaks because they want people to be able to go back and buy beers and buy food and come back and don't miss a pitch.
Hell, I wish it took 3 minutes to get a beer and a hot dog.
Yeah, it takes a lot longer than 3 minutes. I tell you what, if you go to a Cardinal game and you want to get a hot dog and a beer, you're going to miss an inning.
Oh, at least.
Yeah, I don't understand that either, but that's a whole other conversation.
No, but I'm saying, yeah. like an example, like that's what's going to happen, you know? That's what the excuse is going to be for them to do this, you know?
For sure, you're right. You know, so I got to, you know, obviously when we come back, I want to look at, you know, obviously the weekend. I thought there were some, let's face it, I mean, some guys swung the bat well. It was good to see some guys get it going. You know, we had a couple, you know, we had some odd things going on with some guys, but we've had odd stuff going on all year. But the reality of it is we move forward, and we've got a couple of interesting starts coming up for the St. Louis Cardinals over the next 2 days. We're going to talk about an unbelievable story.
And Dexter Fowler hugging Mike Shield.
Yeah.
And talking to him. Did you see that with Mike?
Yeah.
With Mike Matheny?
Yeah. That's great. It's really translated into a lot of offense. Okay, so let's say this. I'm going to say this on that because now you got me going. I love the fact – I want to go back, and I'm going to put Josh on this one. Dexter Fowler made a shitty comment this weekend, in my opinion, where he said, it's awful nice not to feel like I don't have to get a hit to stay in the lineup. How many times did this awful manager play him back-to-back days when he didn't get a hit this year?
Yeah, he should have been happy that Mike Matheny played him.
Yeah.
When he wasn't doing anything.
Yeah.
And he's confusing a week with 3 months of slump.
Yeah.
That's what he's in his head.
I like
Fowler, but you gotta be kidding me when he make that comment. Mike Matheny played him for 3 months, and he couldn't get a hit. And now, I don't have to get a hit. It's great to feel that I don't have to get a hit. Get the heck out of here, man. That's not right. That's not right right there because you have to get a hit. You're getting paid freaking so $80 million or whatever. You have to feel like you need to get a hit every single game. If I were him, I would feel that pressure to get a hit every single game.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me. His mindset on playing the game. I don't understand it really. If I'm him, I'm going up there and wanting to get a hit. Not, oh well, you know, I'm gonna start either way. I said it at the beginning of the season whenever Bader started showing up. Well, maybe with Bader behind him, a younger guy, maybe that'll light a fire up his ass. That didn't happen. So then, I mean, Mike still played him. I don't know what he's bitching about and. He literally went three months with 170, 185 in between there, riding around there.
But look at the at bats. How many at bats did he get?
I'm going to tell you right now. I mean, I can look at plenty of sequences in here where the guy just, you know,
awful.
This is a dumb conversation. I just thought it was stupid for him to say that. I just thought it was dumb.
I didn't even see that. Yeah. That comment either. I'm surprised.
Listen, I said it before, and again, I don't want to – listen, Mike Matheny's not the manager of the Cardinals anymore. I really don't care about Mike Matheny, to be quite honest with you. I find some of the stuff comical. Mike Shield's the manager of the Cardinals. That's all I really care about right now. And if Mike Shield is all in on Dexter Fowler, good for Mike Shield. I really don't care. That's his call. We're going to see what happens. Again, everybody's judged on what they do. Great. I hope Dexter Fowler hits 300 the rest of the year, steals some bases, hits some home runs, hustles, plays the. I don't
that's
really
what
care.
We need.
Yeah, I don't really care what the reason is. I really don't care.
And that's what he needs to do because he's getting paid so much money to do that. Yep. That's what we need to understand, guys.
Absolutely.
You know, like we need to care, but we need to care that he hits because obviously he's getting paid big bucks for that. So we got to care for him to hit. How the heck are we not going to give a crap if he hits 170? You're seeing what's happening. You hit 170, and this is what happens. We don't get anything. We don't win games because he's a key part of our game, three months of no hitting. Of course we care.
Yeah.
Of course we got to care, buddy, because this is our team, and we want these freaking guys to win. But if you're hitting 170 for 3 months, and then you got to go out and say, oh, it feels good that I don't have to get a hit to play the next day. I'm like, get the heck out of here. You have to feel the urge. You have to feel the pressure to get a hit every day. And you know who told me that? Ozzie Smith, a freaking Hall of Fame. A freaking Hall of Fame guy told me that when we were talking over there. He said it to me clearly. When we had our lineup, in our lineup, there was six guys that felt, like they needed to get a hit every single day to help out the team win. And that's how they went at it. But guess what? Dexter Fowler is not a Hall of Fame. Ozzie Smith is a Hall of Fame. You see the difference?
Yeah.
I wonder what Bader thinks of that comment.
I like Dexter, though.
What's that?
You know, I mean, if I'm Bader and I hustle my ass off and, yeah, okay, he might not be – so above Fowler in the and offensively, but I mean a young guy.
Right now he is.
Yeah, I mean if I'm Bader and I hear Fowler's coming, I'm like, you know what the hell, man? Like,
I see what you're saying there too. I don't know that I agree with that either.
It pissed me. I don't know.
The bottom line is Bader's a young guy, and he is he is the thing is going for Bader the way it should. When he gets an opportunity to play, he is showing that he can play. And if Harrison Bader keeps on doing what Harrison Bader can do, I have to believe that this thing will work out for Harrison Bader one way or the other. It may not work out the way we want it to work out, but it'll work out. It'll either work out in the form of somebody's going to get moved and Harrison Bader's going to play here, or Harrison Bader might get moved and play somewhere else. Listen, there's been other guys. Listen, if you go back in Cardinal history, there's been other guys just like this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Andy Van Slyke was like this at the beginning. I mean, there's lots of guys. Andy Van Slyke basically got traded because, whether people want to admit it or not, Whitey Herzog at the time didn't want to play him against left-handed pitching. I don't know if people know that or not, but Andy Van Slyke went to Pittsburgh and flourished as a quote-unquote everyday player. Okay? I mean, it's truth, whether people want to admit it or not. All right? Listen, Harrison Bader's not the first young player that is behind a bunch of guys and gets in there and plays his butt off when he gets his chance. That's what you're supposed to do. And it will work out for Harrison Bader in the end. Listen, this game did not this year.
If you have a good agent, if you have a good agent these days, you'll be all right because it'll get you out of there. I told you guys before, man, you have a good agent. If I'm Carson Kelly, I would have been gone 2 years ago. If I'm Wisdom, I would have been gone 3 years ago, maybe 2 years ago. I would have been gone out of this organization looking for my shot. What are you waiting for in this organization? That somebody gets hurt, and then all of a sudden 3 years go by, and then when your shot is coming, they tell you you're too old. You're not a prospect anymore. We got somebody else coming in below you. Bam, you're done. Your career's over. Heck no, man. If I'm these guys like Flaherty, and they don't give me a shot, dude, I'll be in the next bus out somewhere. You know, look at all these guys that had the shot all in the triple A's, and they're 27, 28, and they've been hitting forever, and they're 27, and now that they need the shot, somebody gets hurt, they bring the younger guy, and then they get stuck in triple A. Oh, you're too old now, 27, now we don't need you, we got the prospect. Dude, man, I'll be so fast out of that freaking bus, I'll be getting my ticket. If I'm this young guys and I don't get a shot these days, your window of success, your window of playing in the big leagues is really now at this day, it's up to 30, dude. In the 30s, you're in a question mark right away from the 30s. They might not even sign you if you're 35. So, I mean, heck yeah. If I'm 22 and I'm dealing and I'm doing great, oh, you're not going to get me a spot in this team. Let's get out of here and find a way to get out and get traded and go find my life over there somewhere, you know, if they don't want me over here. So that's what's going to happen. Watch. I mean, if I were them, that's what I would have done. Shoot, I don't want my great years to go away. And then all of a sudden I'm a veteran and nobody wants me because I'm 27, 28 and killing the AAA, but nobody wants me because they want the young guys. Come on, man. Kidding me?
Well, we're going to talk about a couple of guys that are going to get a shot here in a minute, but we want to remind you to check us out at twobirdsonabat.com. Multiple things you can do there, including, of course, you know, subscribing to the show. It's absolutely free. You guys get a notification on your mobile device each time the show's been released and ready for your listening pleasure. You can also do your shopping on Amazon there. Real simple, guys. You're going to click the Amazon banner. You're done with us. You go do your shopping. Amazon doesn't cost you anything. We get a very small referral. Helps pay for our producers, Brian Kroc and Andrew Allen, who do so much for us behind the scenes. Find us on our other social media outlets as well. Twitter's a big thing for us. Enjoyed Twitter. Was really great for me this weekend as I was on the lake and I was following along with the craziness that was going on in all the games, whether it be good or bad. And again, I love it. It's a great way to stay in tune with the fans. You can find us at Birds on a Bat Show. If you follow us and you're a Cardinal fan, we're going to follow you back. We appreciate your thoughts as well. Right now we have the Facebook contest, which is coming to a close here in the next, what do we got, about 7 more days left on the contest?
Yeah.
Josh, so very simple, guys. It's time to start sending in your screenshots. And basically, thanks to Yachty, thanks to Benji and all the gang over at m4byyachty.com, we have a autographed Marcelo Ozuna jersey. What we're asking for is that on Two Birds on a Bat, the Facebook page, and that's easy to do. You just go to the search bar, type in Two Birds on a Bat. Once you get there, you'll go down and you'll see, if you haven't liked it, then like it. And then you'll see down on the right, I believe it says community, Josh?
Yep.
Okay, where you see community, and you know what? Maybe what I'll do is I'll go to the page and look at it myself while we're doing this. What you're going to do is look down to your right. Okay, you're going to see community. All right, so for me, all right, it says that I have, well, I have a lot of friends that are mutual that like the account. So I would take a screenshot of that showing, all right, how many of my friends like this account. And I would send that in via Facebook Messenger's fine. You can do it through Twitter. Just take the screenshot, and it'll say so-and-so and, you know, 1,000 other friends like this page. You take a screenshot of that, right? You send that to us. Boom. We're done. We got you. If you've got 297 friends, 397 friends, 49, that's how many entries you're going to get into the contest. Pretty simple, right? Yep. So if you have 10 friends that also like Two Birds on a Bat, it'll show there. You take the screenshot, you send it in, you get 10 entries for the jersey. If you've got 100, so on, right, guys? All right, really simple to do. Send us the picture. Be looking for this week. Here's what we're going to do, too. We're going to really run this contest hard this week. If you share our pinned Facebook post this week, okay, you're going to receive an extra 10 entries. If you share the contest on Twitter, you're going to receive an extra 10 entries. Okay, going to be pretty simple. Got it, guys? Real simple. So you're going to be able to win it through Twitter and Facebook as well. And we're going to be monitoring this. So we're going to be running all that this week. Pay attention to our social media sites. Make sure you're following. We're going to help you have an opportunity to win this jersey. All right, pretty simple stuff. Find us on Instagram as well, Two Birds on a Bat Show. We're part of lineupmedia.fm. We're very happy to be a part of this growing network. Tons of podcasts. Now home to the great radio station, Yo Radio. Just go to the App Store and download Yo Radio. It's absolutely free. You can enjoy all the different music stations on there. They've got a lot of cool stuff coming. The new artists, the new celebrities, new sports figures, things like that are going to have radio stations on here. You're going to be able to follow them live, especially when they're doing their thing or whatever. But the people that own the stations are going to be able to really include their fans into what they're doing. So it's an excellent station. You guys will love it. It's free. You can stream the great music and the great eras, the great types of music that you want to listen to. And, again, you'll enjoy it. Leave them a review. They would appreciate it. But thank you so much to lineupmedia.fm and, of course, home of Yo Radio. Mark Marcuso, Arlington Greens. I heard some guys went down there and played it this weekend that follow the show. They said, hey, hadn't been down there in years. You're right, Jim. Great staff. We really enjoyed it. The rates were reasonable. The course was in great shape. Seemed like the you could tell. Listen, when you go to a golf course, you can tell who the regulars are. He's like, you could tell the regulars were all having a good time inside after they finished their skins game. Let me tell you something, folks. Get down to Arlington's. It is the hidden jewel. I'm telling you, if you have not been down to Granite City and played Arlington Greens in a while, you need to get down there. Tell my man Mark Marcuso or anyone on the staff that your friends from Two Birds on a Bat sent you. When you get done, head on over to Adam's Smokehouse. Get some of those famous ribs. Again, I don't get this. I still have people going, and I think they're making fun of me because I always talk about the ribs. But people will go, hey, Jim, I'm coming in town for a Cardinal game. I'm going to go to Adam's Smokehouse. What do you recommend?
Yeah, I don't know why they even bother asking.
Well, and then I think they're making fun of me because yeah. Then when I say, well, you know I like the ribs, and then they send back LOL, so I know they're doing that. Let me tell you something. Everybody else that went there will tell you that everything they had was good, and I know it is. I had it too, but, man, I'm just a rib guy. I'm sorry, and I think their ribs are unbelievable. But just go to Adam's Smokehouse, ask Mike or Frank. They'll take care of you. Tell them your friends on Two Birds on a Bat sent you for barbecue. They will load you up, and, again, you will not be sorry. All right, gents, back to it. You know, this Cardinals second half is going to be filled with, you know, God only knows what. But what we do know is the next couple of nights, we're going to have a couple of guys that have down at AAA. I mean, they've done all they can do, right? I mean, let's face it. And Josh, you said something to me when you come walking in that we're going to talk about here in a second. And I said it in a smart-ass tone. But the reality of it is, I'll explain myself in a minute. But first off, let's do this. Let's talk about the significance of, and I'm going to butcher his name. What's his name, Josh?
Ponce de Leon.
I mean, did this guy discover something, or he's like an explorer, right? So, Fountain of Youth, right? Wasn't that Ponce de Leon? Okay. So, you like that? All right. So, the bottom line is this. This guy went through a horrific incident. I mean, this guy was on an operating table, okay? Head injury. And here he is a year later making his major league debut. Benji, can you even – I mean, you're the only one in the room, and mostly – I mean, let's face it, I don't know too many of the guys that listen to the show. I know a few do, but I know can you even imagine – I mean, I know what you probably felt like your first day in the big leagues. Can you even imagine what this guy's going to feel like walking on that field?
Well, I can only imagine he's going to have a lot of pressure, not only on himself, but to perform and all that. I mean, because – to be honest with you, coming off an injury like that is not easy, but he's done it. I mean, he's been pitching for a while. He's been pitching great for a while. Really, really good. So, but I don't think – I think he'll be more excited to perform. He'll be more eager to get this thing rolling. Maybe he sees it as an opportunity. When you have a guy that comes off of that kind of injury, and I had a couple guys getting hit in the head, and I saw it, you know, when I was catching, and they couldn't come back. I mean, they came back, but they weren't the same pitchers. So this guy is showing everybody that, hey, man, I don't care if I got hit in the head. I'm ready to pitch, and I'm ready to perform. So we'll see what he can do here in the big leagues, in a big league level, and I hope it's good, man. I hope it's good. We need guys to go more than five, and if he can do that on a consistent basis, look at what Pudge Rodriguez Kidd is doing in San Francisco. He went from having no shot to going to the bullpen to being one of their starters, 5-1, and then he relieves whenever they need him. That is amazing, and he goes like 6-7 innings every time he goes out there. So Ponce de Leon, even Gomber, because I heard good things about Gomber. I heard that he's a good pitcher. I heard he goes deep in games. So if they could do that, man, the Cardinals have two guys there right on the doorsteps that they could use, man. We can use this guy, so we're going to have to wait. But he's going to be feeling a lot of pressure, not only from himself, but just to perform itself, you know?
Well, you know, I got to tell you.
And I think it's the Reds, right?
Yes.
Yep.
They can hit the ball for sure. They can hit it. So,
well, it's an unbelievable story. I mean, number one, you know, you're a Cardinal fan, so you're pulling for him. Two, we as Cardinal fans, when things aren't going so well, you know, we always hang our hat on what these guys do at AAA. Three, which I understand, it's a measuring. I mean, that's all you have to go on. I get that. Three. I mean, golly, I mean, just how do you not pull for the guy? I mean, you can't be a Reds fan and not be going, man, what an unbelievable story this is. Because, you know, you've got to have some, there's got to be some level of heart involved in all this thing. But just an amazing thing. And I think it's, you know, I think it is awesome that they're doing this. And I get it. You know, they had so many games in a short amount of time. You know, they're making sure that they're giving their pitchers the adequate rest that they need, not to run them in the ground as they try to make this, I guess you still call it a stretch run here.
That's why you win the games that you should win, so you don't worry about this one.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I think it's a great story. I'm excited to see what he has. I'm always excited to see, and this is where I was going with the other thing. So, you know, we've seen Gomber a little bit. I mean, I'm anxious to see him start a game. I mean, there's people out there that tell me, you know, he'll be different when he starts, whatever. That's fine, great. I'm anxious to see him start only because I love to see new players. I mean, I love to watch them and see what they bring. It's funny, Josh walked in today, and I very, very shittily said...
Rudely
said, Josh goes, man, have you seen Ponce de Leon's stats in his last so many games? And I go, I don't care. I want to watch him pitch at the big league level because, as I always say, what do they not have at AAA? They don't have major league hitters at AAA. Not a lineup of them. So let's see what he does up here. That's all. You took it as shitty. I'm telling you, I let's see what he does up here. That'd be great.
Oh, I'm with you.
It'd be great. Okay? But what we know is very few people come up from AAA and do exactly what they did at AAA. Okay? So if you dominate at AAA, it's not like you're going to dominate up here. You might. And that'd be great because we could really use it.
Well, we've seen that with Flaherty. Flaherty dominated AAA, and he's come here and he dominated at time, but only for five innings. And then he's not dominated. I mean, he's up and down, and it's just normal until he gets the the hang of it, but at least he's getting a shot when he's supposed to, you know, instead of being great and all of a sudden your years go by and you don't get a shot and then somebody else is younger than you and you get out. So he's taking advantage of it, and Weaver took advantage of it, Waka took advantage of it, and they're from our organization. So we're doing good, man. The only thing is we need guys to go over five. We need guys to go over six, and that's it, man.
I mean, I guess my question to you, Josh, would be like a year ago, year and a half, was Luke Weaver dominating at AAA?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. He was probably doing about the same, if I remember correctly, the same as Ponce de Leon. But
maybe a little better.
I don't know. He's doing
okay. I'm just asking.
Ponce de Leon's got like a 2.1 ERA down there. He's got 103 strikeouts in 90 innings. I mean,
awesome.
He's throwing very, very well. And yeah. I don't think Weaver was like that in the minors. But you know, going off of what you know has been a continued trend with starting pitching is not going more than five. And I don't think we're gonna see that from either of these guys either. It seems to be a trend.
Well, Let's hope we do.
No, yeah. Well, of course. I'm always gonna. I want. Yeah.
Well, let me.
But you know, I'm sitting here looking at this, and these guys are at 107, 111 pitches in the sixth inning, and then five inning pit. It seems to be a continued trend with the walks, and K's are up with these guys, but so are the walks. So I'm not too optimistic about going more than five, but I would hope they do.
Well, listen. A lot of people are saying, oh, well, this is the baseball, the new baseball, and, you know, they're giving all these crappy excuses for the pitchers not to go more than five, right? They're saying, oh, this is a new game and a new era, and pitchers need to go at least five because the third time around and blah, 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 blah. That's what the analytics are saying. But even if it's true, you still need to help your bullpen. But also, if you have the bullpen that can handle it, and if you have the bullpen that can handle every day five innings, go for it. Go for it, because you have the bullpen. Do we have the bullpen to handle five innings every day? That's the biggest question, and I don't think we do. That's the biggest question. So since you don't have the bullpen to handle it every day, we need more guys to throw six and seven innings. That's just the bottom line. But the Dodgers can get away with the guys going five all the time because they have the guys in the bullpen. And I think the Cubs do. They have a good bullpen. But guess what? They're going to be worn out at some point, and the Dodgers are being hurt. A lot of people are being hurt in the bullpen. And I bet you anything is because of overuse, because they only go five, and Dave Roberts a quick cook, man. He goes four and a third, five, and then he's out. Okay, we got the bullpen. But how long are you going to have the bullpen doing that? And look, they're coming down. The people getting hurt. Brandon Morrow can't even lift his arm in Chicago, coming from the Dodgers. And there's a few guys out there in the Dodgers that can't even pitch anymore.
Josh Field
for a while.
Yeah,
I mean, you can go on and on because they cannot handle that freaking five innings or more for every single day. It's hard. But man, we don't have that bullpen. I'm sorry, we don't have the bullpen to be having guys go five, man. We don't have it. I hope they understand that.
And Josh, I'll disagree with you. I would say De Leon and Weaver stats are eerily similar.
No, I didn't say that they were that far off.
Yeah. My point is on this, they were both awful good.
Yeah. Oh.
So, you know, again.
And they're on the right track, man. How old is Ponce de Leon?
26.
Is he 26? Is he?
Yep. 26.
Yeah, well, he took a year off because of that injury. So,
well, it's crazy because before that injury, he had six starts and he had a 2.17 ERA and you know 1.96 opponent average.
So he's been basically going at it for almost 2 years.
Yeah,
with dominant.
He
baseball
literally
down
just
there.
Picked it right up. Like
it's awesome.
Oh, it's incredible.
So
why would you want to have a guy like that being early 20s? In the minor leagues, you don't want that. You don't want to have that. And if you're the player, I'm telling you guys, this is very true. If you were Scott Barra's client, and Scott Barra had Ponce de Leon right now, or had a Gumber, or had a Hudson, Dakota Hudson in the minor leagues, or had a Patrick Wisdom doing well, anybody, if Scott Boras had him, I bet you anything there he's looking to move him, man.
Well, Wisdom went through the Rule 5 and didn't get selected.
That blows my mind.
I mean,
I know.
So I don't know about.
I'm talking about me.
Yeah.
Like the Wisdom. Like if I'm the player, not because I didn't get picked up in the Rule 5 doesn't mean anything to me. I'm still trying to get out. You know what I'm saying?
There's guys like this everywhere, though. There's and one that really that I've really kept a close eye on is the first baseman in the Diamondbacks organization,
who?
Christian Walker. Okay. I mean, the dude tears it up down there. But look who he's behind.
Yeah.
He's behind Paul Goldschmidt.
I know.
He ain't gonna get. I mean, he got called up every now and then, but good luck, buddy. And now he's 27.
He's not gonna be moved and going up. That's the team. I'm talking about the player. If I'm the player. Like that Christian, if I'm him, I'm doing anything I can in my power to get out of the freaking Diamondbacks. Not now, because now it's too late, maybe. He might be older. But before, I'll be getting the heck out of there. I'll be like, hey, man, you trade me. Every day I'll be in their case. Trade me. Get me out of here. Because I know Goldsmith's there, man. I'm not going to play there for years. He's the MVP for the last 3 years, so... I'm not going to play, so guess what? I'm going to be bugging. I'm going to tell my agent, Cole, every day, try to trade me for a case of balls, for a dozen of balls. I don't care, for a broken bat. But I'll be moving. But the way you're talking about the team. I'm talking about the player, the guy who's going to be there. That's the guy who needs to do it, you know?
Yeah, no, I was just simply saying that it's probably going on more where we, you know, more than we know. Even that we, because
oh, I know.
You know, but yeah, no, I absolutely agree with you. I mean, if I'm a player and I'm sitting there in AAA getting, you know, just rotten, I mean, I said it about Carson Kelly last year. I thought last year was probably after Yadi got that extension, I thought for sure he'd be gone. And now I'm sure they're wishing that they would have traded him because his value's down a little bit. But
and guess what, Josh?
He's older.
He's older, and then guess what? There's a new kid on the block that they like probably better than him. And instead of him getting the shot and being a backup or somewhere or whatever, now he's stuck in AAA because that other kid is coming up. And watch, they're not going to get him up. They're going to get the new kid up because that's going to be the new younger kid, and they're going to like him better. And then guess what's going to happen to Carson Kelly there. Oh, no, he's getting older, man. That's baseball, man. I've seen it for so long, and I played 6.5 years in the minors. Don't forget that, buddy. 6.5 years I saw guys hitting 330 steals, leader in triples, leader in doubles. Nothing like these days in the minor leagues, because in the minor leagues you hit 210, 230, 220, you're in the big leagues. The years I play, there's no way you hit 230 and you're in the big leagues, buddy. So... these years are a lot easier.
Yeah, I mean they're not sitting down in AAA and in the minors as long as, you know, in the past. They're getting them up and ready. I mean, I just saw Weaver's only 24, so I don't, you know. Well, Gomber's 24 as well.
And if they pitch well in AAA, Josh, it's okay. It's okay to bring them young. I don't care because they're doing their job down there. But if you're not doing the job in AAA or you're not doing the job, period, you're not just hitting or not doing anything, why do you need to be in the big leagues? Why? When somebody else from other places are hitting 300 and never gets a shot, but you get a shot because you're hitting 210 and you're a prospect and you get a shot in the big leagues and then they're 300 hitter all year battling and playing good defense, they don't get a shot. Come on, man.
Oh, there's some politics involved. There's some baseball politics involved. But, you know. Yeah. Well, we've been, you know, we're looking at this bullpen here. And I'm wondering why guys like that are on the 40, man, aren't getting called up. I don't. Connor Green, he's doing very well.
Our two lefties.
Yep.
No shot in the big leagues.
Well, and then we got that Tyler Webb guy. I don't know where he came from, but we ended up getting him, and
he's down at. Yeah, they picked him up for nothing from somewhere.
Yeah, but like he's
not doing bad down there, and our guys are doing, our lefties especially, are doing so bad that
we don't have a left-hander to pitch the left-hander. It's just unbelievable to me.
Well, and it's funny that's because crazy. I looked at Mayer's stats against left-hand pitchers. He's actually doing very well.
Well, yeah, he's doing better than the lefties.
Yeah.
Him and Holland was supposed to be a left-handed specialist because of the changeup or whatever. But
the split finger.
Whatever. I mean, it's just, God, it's tough, man, right now. They don't have anybody they can bring in to pitch to Rizzo, Hayward.
Votto.
Yelich. You know, they don't have
Votto. They're showing it, man.
I mean,
they're showing it. They're being exposed. Is that the word? They're being exposed right now. Yeah, they're being exposed. And believe me, now the whole concentration of people are going to be concentrating on bullpen. I'm telling you, you cannot be losing that many games in the bullpen and expect to make the playoff. What happened last year, Jimbo? We lost more than 35 games when we were leading after the fifth inning. We lost more than 35 games, man. More than 35. If that wasn't a wake-up call for you, I don't know what it is.
But we got rid of the guy that lost those games.
Not really.
Yeah, Mike mismanaged the bullpen. That's how we got rid of him. I don't understand.
Oh.
It's all going to be better the second half. Let's come on. It's positive. Positive Monday.
Oh,
Motivation Monday.
You're not going to get me to be negative.
I know. I was having a little fun with you because you're always on me a little bit.
No, but I'm not going to be negative. I'm just saying what it is, right?
I know. Hey, listen.
Being negative, it's like you said, in the guys are doing with Mike Shields after one game. That's being negative.
Yeah.
Right?
No, but, I know.
I mean,
you know, leave the guy alone. He only had five games. He went to Chicago. He could have won easily 4 out of 5 of those games if we had a steady bullpen.
Absolutely.
He would have won 4 out of 5. So, guess what? Leave him alone. Let him manage. He's doing way better. The team is responding to him. The teams, you can see him in the dugout talking, you know, and discussing things. So even Fowler went up to him and talked to him. Yadi is talking to him. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I see a little different in it. The only thing is, you got the same guys in the bullpen, and that's what you're going to bring out every day in, day out. You know, we might see it today, the bullpen. We might see it today again, and then what you're going to do? I'm telling you, Brad Hand was traded for a couple prospects, and that was a catcher prospect, Mejias, and whoever it was. It didn't take much to get that guy in your bullpen. It didn't take much, and they didn't do it. Well, I shouldn't say they didn't do anything because they probably tried, but
I don't know about that.
But it didn't happen.
Yeah, I don't
know. I mean unless you know something we don't.
If you want to win, this is only if you want to win. Because if I'm coaching, I want to go for the World Series. I don't want to make the playoffs. I want to go for the World Series and win it. So if you want to win, you do anything in your power to make your team better to win. And that's if the bullpen is struggling and inconsistent, why can you fix it if you're trying to win? But if you're not trying to win and you don't care so much about getting into the World Series, you just sit down and don't do anything. That's what we're seeing. That's fine. I mean, I know. You can tell me. I know what – I mean, they're not doing much, so – telling me difference. And then if they come out and trade for somebody and they trade for somebody and they trade, they're telling us that they're going for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like Nate said that yesterday in our text, we're done for this year. How the heck are we going to be done when you have 60 games to go? How? You tell me. Just because you see this happening, how about if they start winning, if they win 10 in a row, are you going to be back on it? Are you going to say something like that? No, man, you can't say that. 60 games out. No, man, they were 11 games out when they won the World Series, buddy. They went all the way. They won the World Series when they were, at some point late in the season, they were 11 games out of first or playoff spot. 11. And they ended up winning the 2011 World Series. So get the heck out of here. Come on.
Well, I mean, again, I would love to see this team go on a run just because I love the Cardinals. I don't care what the reasoning is. To your comments about Mike, I agree. I mean, listen, there should be a natural high right now for some of the guys in the dugout. There's no doubt about it. I think change is like – that's what change is, right? When things aren't going well and you make a change, you feel different, right? Take advantage of that. Roll with it. I'm anxious to see what Mike can do. He is our manager. Okay, let's go. If this is an audition for him the next couple, whatever, I mean, how much of an audition can it be, quite honestly? Because they're the same players, okay? So, yeah, go get what you can out of it. But the reality of it is he is who he is. He's, you know, they know who he is. Let's face it, they have groomed him for this. I guess for the possibility. Let's say they have groomed him for the possibility of this, right? Great. So let's quit worrying about that part of it, and let's just see what he can do with this club. But the reality of it is, no matter what he does with this club, the people above Mike Shildt are going to have to fix some wrongs and take ownership of some bad decisions. And until that happens, okay, everybody's fighting an uphill battle. But that also doesn't mean that they don't fight the fight. I guarantee you, and Benji said this 100 times on the show before, every one of those guys in that locker room are prepared to fight. Let's go. Let's go to battle. Let's go, right? They're going to fight. They're going to give it their all. They've got some guys in place to do this. That's not the point. The point is that you can go out and fight, and sometimes, man, you're fighting with some unloaded guns, and they have them, and you can't ignore that. The bullpen is a problem. There is no doubt in my mind that as much as – and listen, we don't give Fowler a pass on this show. We've said numerous times – we've called a spade on this show, right? I mean, if somebody hasn't performed, it is what it is.
Look at Carpenter at the beginning.
Yeah, we said, listen, this isn't going to – it doesn't matter who it is. We've talked about Carlos Martinez and his struggles at times. I mean, we've praised when praise was due. We've been honest about everybody. But the bottom line is – they got some issues, and they're going to have to be fixed. No team...
If we want to win.
That's right. No team can ignore issues and say, well, it's somebody else's. See, there's too much of that been going on here for a while now. Placing blame because... like here, I saw this yesterday, too, from somebody. Brett Cecil has to be hurt. Why does Brett Cecil have to be hurt? I don't know
when. He's not doing the job.
I mean, why? Because he's been awful for 2 years? I want to know last year when I said, I don't understand the Brett Cecil thing, that I watched him pitch a lot in Toronto and I don't understand the love fest, and that was the numbers people that assured me I was wrong, and that eventually the numbers would write themselves and they'd become, talk to me next year when, okay, well, I'm talking to you. Where are you? Where are all the people last year that told me how stupid? And I'm not claiming to be some brainchild here, some Billy Beanite that knows what I'm doing. Now, I don't need, listen, I know this. Your job is to get people out, and you're not doing it. And you haven't been.
Hey,
doing
how about how easier can Tyler Lyons tell you? Because I'm not telling you about Tyler Lyons. He's telling us about himself.
Yes.
How easy it is to see that he went from 95 miles an hour to 89 to 90 miles an hour or lower. I mean, there's something wrong with this kid. There's something messed up with him, or he lost it already. He lost the velocity. He lost everything. He can't get people out anymore. It's just very simple. So how come we see it, and how come they don't see it? That's what I want to know. Maybe they don't. They feel like they don't have anybody. Well, move around. People in other clubs, they're moving. If they don't have a piece, they don't just sit down and wait. No, they just go around and find another piece, you know? But how can they not see Tyler Lyons' struggles? Like, I see it from far. Like, I can see it from way, way far because he's... Man, he's really struggling, man. He's struggling with the velocity and everything. And I love these guys, believe me. I love these guys. But the Cardinals mess him up a little because they put him a star, they put him relief. They didn't let him pitch, man. They're doing they did to Lions what they're doing to Gumbel right now.
Yep.
Oh, you're
just about to go.
Oh, you're going
to
relieve. Oh, you're going to. Come on, man. If you're a reliever, you're a reliever. If you're a starter, you're a starter. Let's go at it, man. You know, that's your shot. But anyways, it's really, you can see it from far with Tyler Lyons and Brett Cecil. You can see it, man. And I love that guy. I really love Lyons. I wish he would be throwing 95, but he's not, man. And he's really hurting us, man. Those two guys.
I can tell you, you don't have to be a rocket scientist for some of this stuff. Hey, I just realized something, too. We've been talking about Patrick Wisdom. Hey, listen, he'll get his shot. He'll be a 6-year free agent after this year, minor league free agent.
There you go.
You know, he's been good in the minors for – this will be his 6th year, and he'll be able to do what he wants. To Josh's point, listen, here's the problem with the Rule 5. The problem with the Rule 5 is if somebody takes him, they got to keep him on the major league roster all year or lose him. So a team that would have needed a young – but, man, I'm sitting here going – I'm looking around the league at some teams going, why wouldn't you have taken a flyer on this guy? And at the worst, you just sell him back to the other club or let him go.
Look at Miami. I mean, it's rebuild over there.
I mean, Anderson's been a good player for them. But
yeah, and I'm talking about Rule 5.
See, that's the thing, too. I will say this. In the business of baseball, let's take a look. Like, you just brought up Miami. And I'm only familiar with this. I'm not some brainchild. I'm only familiar with Anderson because his hitting coach is the guy from St. Louis, so I know the kid. He was an Arkansas player. He hits with Rick Strickland over here in St. Louis in the offseason, so I know him, okay? I mean, so see, the problem is that teams are going, okay, this Patrick Wisdom kid's in the Rule 5 draft, okay? If we bring him on, we got to put him on our 40-man, and we got to keep him at the big league club. Well, we've got Martin Prado, who we don't know what's going to happen with, right?
He's been hurt.
But I understand, but they've got him.
Yeah.
And we have our own young guy. So why do we want to bring in another one? Because we want to see what our own young guy can do if Martin Prado can't go.
Yep.
So there's sometimes that, too, that plays into it. But at the same time, I mean, there's been other guys like this in the minors that, you know, you sit there and look at and you go, why can't this guy get a chance somewhere? Especially when the club does say, you know what, we're gonna put you in a Rule 5, and if somebody wants to give you a chance. I mean, there's been plenty of guys that have come through. Remember Hector Luna?
Oh, yeah.
Remember Hector Luna?
Yep.
He was a guy that we were like, man, why is this guy on a rock? Well, he was a Rule 5 guy, and they thought he was going to turn into a heck of a player. And, you know, he had his moments, but
Brebby and Bowman are both.
Yeah, I mean, he would turn into a, he would turn into that. I don't have a great explanation for it. The bottom line is that 29 other teams decided they didn't want Patrick Wisdom on their big league club either. And this is a guy that's hit 30 home runs in the minor leagues, hit 300, and, you know, all these experts say, well, there's something about him that we don't think he's an everyday big league player, and we're not going to block our own guy, I guess.
No,
it's
that's
odd.
Not fair for the kid, though.
I know it's not fair for him, but
that's,
I don't have any other explanation,
fair.
Do you?
Yeah, I know, but that's not fair if their organization are thinking that is horrible. That is really, really horrible. How the heck are you going to be thinking that of a guy that you brought on board and he's doing 30 home runs per season? How are you going to think that?
He's a first round pick too.
A guy like that. You know what I'm saying?
Was he?
I don't know. I'm going to look. Yeah.
No, but I'm saying like anybody, not only him, but if you have a guy that's destroying the minor leagues, come on. It deserves a shot.
It
deserves a shot because he's destroying. That's why you play minor leagues. Well, not these days. These days you can hit 210 and be in the big leagues, and you're like, oh, no, he's the top 10 prospect. He needs to be in the big leagues. Get the heck out of here. Let him hit first. Let him show you that he deserves to be up there, buddy.
Well, he was a first-round pick by the Cardinals in 2012.
52nd overall, though. What?
That's a compensation round. So, still.
I mean,
it doesn't matter, Josh.
Yeah.
What matters is the first round.
God, y'all get on to me way too quick. That's not what I meant by it. I meant like 52nd. Like I haven't looked into drafts.
Oh,
like,
why
from back
there's
then.
52
yeah,
picks?
Yeah, 52 picks, but still the first round. That's what I was kind of like
things like
questioning.
That.
We don't get on you, buddy. Yeah. We don't get on you.
But yeah,
I'm just saying that it's the first round.
Oh yeah,
it's like like you get a Mike Piazza, and he was the last pick of whatever year it was, and he makes the Hall of Fame. And then you get Vladdy, you get Pedro Martinez, kids that signed for $1,000 out of their country being Hall of Famers. Don't they understand that? Like, don't, if you're an organization, you don't have to be the first round pick to make it. You know what I'm saying? Like, whenever I play minor leagues, I saw first round, second round, third round, guys that were paid millions of dollars, never even touched triple A. Never touched triple A. And then guys that were paid $500, guys that were paid a ticket to go to Arizona and play rookie ball, they touch big leagues. They did good. They went up there, and they might not even play 5 years, but they made it. And they have had a couple good years, you know. But those guys, not because they give you $1 million, but these days it's different. These days, you just because Josh Potter got $2 million, he needs to be in the big leagues in 3 years. You see the difference this year? I mean, these days, you need to be in the big leagues. So even if you hit 210, you still need to be in the big leagues. If not, they lose you because that's the way they sign the contracts. But come on, man, let's be real here. I played for 6.5 years in the minor leagues. 6.5. I know what's up down there. I know what's up. I know who the first round pick that was playing over everybody, and the other guy that was given $500 to play because he was a senior, because whatever reason, he came from another country. He was being stepped on, and he was hitting 320, and the guy who was hitting 180, 190 kept playing. Come on, man. That's horrible.
So,
well, I can tell you this. Looking at Patrick Wisdom's, I mean, and again, it doesn't tell the whole story, okay? But just looking at his overall stats, okay, the reality of it is this. If you want to make any arguments about whether or not you, let's face it, the people that are quote-unquote smarter than us, make any assessments of Patrick Wisdom, I could see what the drawback would be on him, even though he's definitely shown some power at times in these different leagues, right? I can see what the drawback is. That being said, he has put it together this year. The problem, you know, the batting average is way better, even though and for the people that go, well, Jim, batting average doesn't matter. Okay, well, his OBP is a lot better this year. It's a lot better this year, with his slugging percentage being up where it needs to be for a guy like him. Therefore, maybe he has taken his game to another level. And let's face it, we've seen that with a Jose Martinez. We have seen that with other guys that have been Tommy Pham, for that matter. So I don't understand why at different times this year. Now, well, let me take that back. I absolutely understand why they haven't called him up. We got our own problems up here with trying to find guys, quote-unquote, playing time. You know, who the hell is going to play third base has already been our issue. I mean, when Jerko doesn't play, people say Jerko needs to play. Okay, when Matt Carpenter doesn't play third and plays first, everybody says Jose Martinez needs to play first. Well, then where do you put Matt Carpenter? Because he's going to play. And people say, well, then put him at second. And then the Colton Wong people say, Colton Wong's got to play every day. He's the best defensive player in the league. He's been hitting the last month. Colton Wong's got to play. So, see, we got our own box of problems up here to bring Patrick Wisdom up. Bottom line is somebody needs to go.
And I wasn't saying to bring him to our club.
Oh, I know.
I was saying defending the kids' performance in minor leagues, and if I were him, I wouldn't try to be coming to the Cardinals because I know there's no spot. That's exactly what I meant. I'm like, I'll be looking for a spot somewhere else. You know what I mean? That's what I'll be looking at, somewhere else where I could play, not here, because I know we're all loaded, you know, and everybody is playing everybody now. So
yeah, we're loaded.
Well, did you guys see, I don't know if you're in the conversation from last night, Benji, on Twitter, but Kyle Reese came out and said 56% of first-round picks make a major league debut. Not like impact at the major
not
league level.
Impact. They just make
just
it.
Just MLB debut. 56% of first-rounders.
That's exactly what I'm telling you right now. These days, you sign a contract, and you in 3 years have to be in the major leagues, if not being traded. So, of course, that percentage is going to be up because even if they hit 190 in the minor leagues, they're still going to be in the big league rosters. Of course, that number is going to be inflated. I get that. But if he was in the 90s when I signed and in the early 2000s, that number would have been way low, buddy, because if you don't hit 280 in the minor leagues, 285, you don't make it. I don't care who you are. You could be a first round, second round, third round. You could be coming from international. If you don't hit 285 to 290 in the minor leagues, you didn't make it. That was it. So, I mean, obviously now, because of the contracts they sign right now, and it's good for the player. I get it. But look at Swanson in Atlanta. He might be doing better right now, but he took him a few years. But he got the shot. He got the shot for a few years. Even if he was hitting 150, he still took a shot. You know, they took a shot at him. And that's great. That's awesome for a player like that. I mean, I wish I was hitting 180 and I was in the big leagues. I wish that. So that's just how it is, buddy, these days, you know. Before, I don't think they would even touch.
Well, I can tell you that we're going to, you know, obviously, you know, a couple months left here. We're going to see what happens. We've got trade deadline coming. I'm not quite – I mean – we'll talk about that on Thursday.
We could talk about it on Monday because that's the day before the deadline.
Yeah, I mean, but we'll start talking about it on Thursday. But my point is, and the reason I'm bringing this up is because the truth of the matter is, I mean, I don't know what to do. I mean, what can we do?
I know. You can ask me.
Well, we'll ask you on Thursday. How about that? Because we're out of time today. Hey, what is your schedule this week? Are we going to do the show Thursday, or what do you got planned this week, Benji? Or do we want to try to figure that out this week?
I think I'm flying on Thursday.
You're not flying until later?
I'm flying, yeah. I'm flying all day until I get there by 6:30 or 7 at night.
Okay, but
on Thursday, so I'll be flying all day.
Oh, so you don't think we can do the show Thursday? We have to do it Friday.
Hey, that's fine. Then
we
I can be
to.
On Friday.
All right, hey, Friday it is. And that, is that will that be an in studio Benji on Friday?
If I don't get a haircut, I'll go over. But if
let
I
me
get
tell
a
you
haircut,
something. This guy gets a haircut, and let me tell you, it is serious business when this guy gets a haircut.
Hey, man, every 2 weeks.
Hey, you got to look good. You're on TV now. You know what I'm saying? You're on that TV.
I know, man. Hey. I need to get a haircut because here in Seattle, I don't have anybody here right now, and the guy in Arizona, you know. I got to get it where I can.
Your stylist.
Hey, speaking of that, did I see that there's going to be a Benji and Polo appearance Saturday at the game out? You guys are doing something special with the Cardinals. Did I see that?
Yeah, I think I saw it. I got to ask. I got to ask again because I didn't get the whole scoop. So I got to ask Polo, and if we do, man, that would be awesome. That'd be great.
Looks like the Cardinals are doing something special on Saturday, and Polo and Benji are going to be a part of it, meeting with fans, signing some autographs earlier in the day. They're doing a little festival out probably in the fan area, but that's awesome, man. I'm happy for you. Hey, by the way, a lot of love from Cardinal fans on your birthday. That had to make you feel good.
Yeah, that was awesome. It's always great when you have guys telling you.
We lose you?
No, I was going to tell you that when you have guys telling you happy birthday, you know, it's really special. And I felt like that, you know, because I didn't do much. I didn't want to do anything here. I just wanted to chill and stuff. And we have a little fair here that we took Jada. But it was awesome to see all that love, man. It really was. And I'm very, very thankful for each one of them because I don't have time to go check on each one of them, but it was awesome. It was awesome to see that, you know?
Well, I know we appreciate you here, and like we said, you know, you do so much for us. I know Cardinal fans appreciate you, as always, taking the time to spend time with them and give of yourself each week for the show, and especially now with everything you're doing with the Cardinals. But we appreciate you, my friend, and, you know, it's been a great ride so far on the show, and you know, it's going to be an interesting time on this show when these Cardinals get it together and we can actually be talking about them in a more, you know, like World Series-esque conversation.
I believe it. I believe these guys have it. I mean, we're a bullpen away from making a really, really good run. I love those guys in the bullpen. Don't get me wrong, people. I'm not talking crap about them. I'm just saying the truth. I'm just talking the truth. Like, if we were more consistent out of the bullpen, we win more games. That's just exactly how it is. Doesn't matter who you are. It could be Cleveland. It could be the Cubs. And if they don't have a good bullpen, they will struggle. But why don't they struggle? Because they hold leads. They hold the leads, and they win games. They save games. So look at what happened in Colorado with two good guys, two top of the line guys, relievers, and they're struggling. But why? Because they're not performing. They're not doing well. So we are a bullpen away. And I told you this last year, I think, or the year before too. I said that we are a bullpen away to making a run. A bullpen away of making a good run here. So that's how close the Cardinals are. And I don't know how come they don't see it, because I see it clearly. But I don't know why and how they don't see it, you know?
Yeah, it seems interesting to me that it seems like the play is to not spend a ton of money on a bullpen. I mean, I don't understand it. But I mean, again, they're smarter than me. We'll find out. I don't know. But I can tell
you. And I don't care if they don't perform. Right. I care about what they're trying to do.
Right. And I've said that too.
Yeah, Holland didn't perform, but at least they went out and tried to get him.
Yeah, that was.
And make something happen. So it haven't worked out. I get that. But at least they took the chance on $14 million on a guy that's supposed to be good. Yeah. And that's what we like to see.
That's a tough one, man, because that just feels like a good signing that just didn't work. You know, the Cecil thing, I feel the opposite about. I never understood that one from the get-go, but whatever.
Well, there's been a few, buddy.
Well, I was going to say, I don't understand the Gregerson. I don't understand the Cecil. I mean, but then again, you know, hey, I didn't understand the Norris signing, but that one's worked out okay. I mean, it is what it is. They're going to have to figure it out.
I think Gregerson's going to work out good. That's my opinion. I've been saying this for a while.
Well, I sure hope you're right and I'm wrong, but at the end of the day, they got a lot of they need to fix some problems down there, and I don't. It's going to take some real creativity. It's going to take some money. Let's not make any bones about this. If they're going to fix that problem, it's going to take money. Because
they want to win, or they want to just be okay.
Well, that's true.
You want to win, you spend money, right?
Absolutely.
If you want to win, you spend the money. If you don't want to win, then you stay the same, and we'll be a third place team for a couple more years.
Well, I'm here to tell you that's how it's going to roll. Hey, listen, thanks for joining us today on the M4BYYachty.com hotline. Thanks to my partner in crime, Josh Potter from Art City Media, for joining us as well. Don't forget, twobirdsandabat.com. Do your Amazon shopping there. Listen to the show. Subscribe to the show. It's free. Find us on Twitter, at Birds on a Bat Show. Our Facebook contest is going on. Simply type in Two Birds on a Bat in the search bar. Find our page. Don't forget, this is your week, folks. Make sure you like and follow the page, okay? Then, real simple, invite all your friends. Once you feel confident that you've gotten all of your friends that are going to like the page, take a snapshot of how many of your mutual friends like it. You see it down to the right in your community section. Facebook Messenger us that. Send it to us on your Twitter DM, whatever you want to do, okay? But get that to us. Pay attention to our social media this week, okay? Probably starting on when – I'll tell you what, let's look for it on Wednesday. We're going to do the addition stuff on Wednesday, okay, guys? I'm telling you right now that on Wednesday – I will be sending out a tweet that says, if you share our pinned post on Twitter, everybody that shares that Twitter handle, okay, we're going to give that guy 10 entries into the Marcell Ozuna jersey autographed contest. Thanks to our friends at M4BYYachty.com, Benji and Yachty both, okay? Also, Facebook, if you share our pinned post on Wednesday, I will send that out in the morning. All you got to do is share that. We will go back through, and anybody that shared our pinned post on Wednesday is going to also receive 10 entries into the Marcell Ozuna autographed jersey. Okay, folks? Be looking for that on Wednesday. We're going to want your screenshots next Monday. We'll tag. It'll take us a few days to get our IT department's going to help us with all of this, and then on that next Thursday, we'll release the winner of the jersey. So we're really looking forward to that. Don't forget it. Don't forget our friends at Yo Radio. Okay, guys, download that free app in the App Store. Part of lineupmedia.fm, tremendous app with great music, great stations, growing every day, new stuff coming online. You're going to want to get in on it now. Leave them a review. They'd greatly appreciate it. Again, happy to be a part of lineupmedia.fm and home of Yo Radio. To all of our sponsors, thank you so much. That includes my man, Randy Green, innovativecompanies.com, residential, commercial, or industrial. Doesn't matter. Randy's your man. Check them out. All the All the different companies are now under that one umbrella. That's why it's Innovated Companies. Innovated Construction, Innovated Plumbing, Innovated Heating and Cooling, Innovated Electric, everything you need. 35 years experience, second-generation craftsman. Mark Marcuso down at Arlington Greens. Get down there to Granite City. Play one of the best courses in the area. You won't regret it, folks. Again, I promise you, it is in great shape. Mark and his staff do a tremendous job. Get down there and tell them your friends at Two Birds and a Bat sent you. Don't forget the best barbecue in St. Louis. That's Adam's Smokehouse on Watson. Tell Mike and Frank your friends at Two Birds and a Bat sent you. They'll take real good care of you down there. And again, as I always say, you can't go wrong with the ribs. To all of my friends here at lineupmedia.fm, thank you so much. Brian Kroc, Andrew Allen behind the scenes. You guys do so much. All of our Facebook partners, thank you. Nate McHenry, rallyscroll.com, part of the Rally Squirrel Club. We're very proud to be a part of that. Don't forget to check them out at rallyscroll.com. Everything STL Sports. Mick Light, Art City Media, does a great job for us. He's really helped us grow our network by sharing our stuff. Thank you so much. Cardinal Freaks, same way. Never, ever, ever forget Chris Lawless over at Cardinals Nation and Cardinals 24/7. He does so much for the show. We thank him. Again, he's got a tremendous podcast himself, Cardinals 24/7. Make sure you check that out. Him and Ron, they do a great job too. Ron has Team of Rivals is a good one. I know they had a lot of fun this last weekend with the whole, you know, their whole thing is based off Cards Cubs, which I love the rivalry. I just love it. It's all in good fun. Don't forget to check that out. Fans of Yadier Molina, St. Louis Cardinals Nation, STL Cardinals, STL Cardinals crew, Cardinals fans versus Cardinals haters. I try to highlight different ones all the time. But, man, guys, I'm telling you, there are so many great Facebook pages out there. You got to get out there and you got to check them out. There's STL Cardinals Nation. There's St. Louis Cardinals Nation. You can find them. They're not hard to find. That's what the search bar for is in Facebook. If you want to have some great conversations, get on there. For everybody here at Two Birds on a Bat, I leave you. Let's go, Birds.
Go, Birds.
Go, Birds.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.